From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. Columbia residents are voting today on whether the city should use bond funds to make improvements to its water system. If passed, Proposition 1 would allow the city to issue about $43 million in fresh revenue bonds for the express purpose of modernizing its water treatment and installing what it calls, quote, additional reliability and safety elements. To pay off this new debt, Columbia Water and Light says it would raise water bills by 2-3% per year until 2022, for a total rate increase of about 12%. The city says these changes are not optional, so if the bond issue does not pass, it will still need to increase water bills to pay for this work up front. Columbia residents last voted on a water bond issue in November 2008. That measure passed with about 80% of voters in favor. A lawsuit seeks to remove a push for Missouri ethics changes from the November ballot. If passed, the sweeping referendum, known as Clean Missouri, would, among other things, tighten campaign contribution limits, ban lobbyist gifts, and change the way Missouri draws legislative districts. Kansas City Attorney Ed Grime brought the lawsuit on behalf of a state resident. He alleges the petition initiative is unconstitutional because it includes too many subjects and is trying to stealthily change redistricting.
And it's kind of one of the oldest tricks in the playbook, or trying to sneak something through that you think may not have sufficient popular support.
A spokesman for Clean Missouri calls the lawsuit, quote, desperate, and expects it to be dismissed. The Columbia City Council has decided not to raise the city's property tax ceiling after multiple council members expressed concerns last night that the move would undermine public trust. The council voted 5-2 against raising the city's property tax ceiling from 41 cents to 43.29 cents. The rate has not changed since 2002. According to reporting from the Columbia Missourian, 4th Ward Councilman Ian Thomas voted no. He said he conducted an email survey of his constituents, and 50% were unhappy with the idea of a potential tax ceiling increase, something he said greatly concerned him. He also said increasing the ceiling without involving the public could eventually backfire and compromise the city's efforts to make future legislative changes. Other council members who also voted no expressed similar concerns, as well as concerns about misconceptions about the issue among constituents. Mayor Brian Treese met with police and local business owners to address concerns about the 5 shootings that occurred in the final week of July. Among them, a man received a life-threatening injury after being shot on the corner of 10th Street and Broadway, and there was a report of shots fired in the East Campus area that same day. 3 other shootings occurred, including a self-inflicted gunshot wound that left a woman dead. According to reporting from the Columbia Missourian, Treese said the downtown area should not be considered dangerous. He said hot weather, alcohol, and crowds all contribute to the shootings, adding that city officials, business owners, and law enforcement are working to disrupt those factors. The city is planning to restrict access to parking garages at night to prevent crowds of people from gathering. Columbia is also finishing installation of high-intensity lights downtown to help with crowd control. Treese added that a greater police presence could help prevent dangerous situations, but that he also realizes that there is a staffing shortage. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.